Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
And I believe that he deserves a break every now and then, and he is very much deserving of that. So I always like to try to say it. I know when they live stream and things, you wouldn't believe the outreach that social media, television, all these things, where it reaches. But if there's somebody that's looking for a home church, I wouldn't care a bit to make this one of them. You've got a pastor. Y'all are some of the finest people, and I mean that. Y'all are like family to me, and I do appreciate all of you for coming out this morning. If you want to, we're going to be in Joshua chapter number 3. This is how the Lord led us today. I'd like to say we just got out of the Lord blessed me with an opportunity, New Beginnings Church down in Lafayette, Tennessee. Pastor Landy Presley, they had a youth conference, and they asked me to come and preach, and I'm telling you what, we was in there Friday night and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. You wouldn't believe what the Lord is doing with young people. I'm telling you, he is really fixing to, he showed us some stuff. Woo-wee, it was good. It blessed my socks off. I'm talking what we used to see the old people do. You used to hear about the old saints of God shouting and getting slain in the spirit and crying on the altars for hours. I seen that with kids this weekend. I'm talking young kids. And God is raising up. He's raising up a standard of kids that's going to be an example. He's not done yet. We live in a world that thinks that the more wicked they get, the less God will care. The more wicked they get, the more sin they can create and come up with, the farther God will turn away. God's still got his hand right in the middle of it, and he knows what he's doing. So today we're going to be in Joshua chapter 3. We're going to read the first 9 verses if we can and get right into the word. But it says in Joshua chapter 3 in verse 1, it says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God." Can we go to the Lord in prayer? Father, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to come and fellowship with all these fine people here at the Shepherd's House Church. We ask you, God, for your blessing upon them, their pastor, and all the fine folks here. Father, we ask you, Lord, for your blessing on your word this morning. And I'd ask for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come and rest upon me for a space of time that, Lord, when you're done, I'll be finished, and God, that you would be pleased in every word spoken and everything said and done here. Father, we ask for nothing shy of your perfect will to be done, and we ask it all in the loving name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And can we all say amen? So this morning I begin to look at this passage of Scripture a little bit differently. And the Lord had never really, I've read this Scripture, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. I've read it no telling how many times, but Brother John, you could have went right on with where you was at this morning in the devotional. You was all over it. But I want you to realize this morning that Sister Jane, God wants to do wonders, I believe, still among his people. I believe he still wants to show people that he is the same God that he was with Moses, the same God that he was with Joshua. He's still the same God with you and me. And so, friend, I want you to realize that today that we're living in a world that, friend, it's like Brother Cole Campbell said, that, friend, they're serving a different Jesus than we are. They're serving a different Jesus than the one that we serve. You realize that everybody's got a view of Christ, Sister Cookie, but everybody don't look at him the same. But I want you to realize that, friend, the world has a picture that he looks just like they do, and he talks just like they do. He does the things that they do. But I want you to realize, Brother John, that as I begin to read and study this, the Lord began to show me that, friend, he's still got a plan for his people, but they've got to go through the sanctification process. And friend, people don't like that thought of being sanctified, but used to growing up, that was a testimony I heard time and time again, Sister Gail, that I thank God I'm saved and I'm sanctified. And they would even go on, some of them, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And we realize that, friend, that sanctification, sometimes people get it misinterpreted. A lot of people think that it's all about how you dress, it's all about the outward. But Brother John, I've realized that God's not as concerned about the outward as he is the heart. Friend, when you get the heart right, everything else will follow. Friend, I've heard people, friend, you wouldn't believe it. I'm sure Brother Jimmy could tell you better ones than me, but friend, I know that, Sister Gail, that there's people out there that they'll say, I can't believe so-and-so was wearing a pair of shorts at the hotel swimming pool. But friend, they won't talk about them gossiping about the man wearing shorts. That won't ever cross their mind. You realize that. Brother, we find that, Sister Jane, that when you begin to look at it, it's like Brother Landy said one time, they'll talk about what's on everybody else's front porch, but you can't look on their back porch. You realize that. But friend, we find today that, Sister Kathy, God's got a plan, and God knows what he's doing. You got to realize the context of the story that we're reading this morning, that friend, Joshua told the people that tomorrow God's going to do wonders among you, but you first got to sanctify yourself. And we find that, friend, as we begin to look at this, Brother Chris, we find that, friend, he told them, you got to sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Now, they have been given the orders and the instruction that the priests are going to carry the Ark of the Covenant into the Jordan River, but they're supposed to stay far enough from it that they can see where the Lord is leading. That Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God. And they're telling them there, Sister Cookie, whenever they get up and go, you get up and follow. I believe we would be a whole lot better off if the world would learn that concept. Quit following man and follow God. But friend, I believe we need to understand today that, friend, when we get our eyes off of man and we get our eyes on God, that's the first step in the whole sanctification process. I like what it said over in the book of Hebrews, that, friend, chapter number 12 and verses 1 and 2, it said to let us lay aside every weight and sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Well, how do we do that? Verse number 2 answers it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You want to know how to live a victorious Christian life? Quit looking at the preacher. Quit looking at the father and mother. Quit looking at every man, woman, boy, or girl. And Brother John, get your eyes fixed on Christ, and you'll know exactly how to live, exactly how to walk, exactly how to talk. Friend, can I tell you that I'm thankful that, friend, that God only ever had broken, sinful people to work with. But when Christ came down in the flesh, He proved that man could live a Christian life. Friend, I'm thankful for that today. And we need to realize that, friend, you've got to think about this. Just take this in context. Now, people say I've got a big imagination. But, friend, I want you to realize that Sister Cookie, as I read this, Joshua tells them, tomorrow the Lord's going to do wonders among you. God don't tell them the day before that He's going to take and He's going to make a way through the Jordan River for them. You got to understand, when you study the Jordan River at the time, when you read the full chapter, that, friend, the Jordan River is overflowing its banks. You ever seen a river do that? Friend, it's impassable, really. You don't want to go across it. That fast-rolling water, Sister Kathy, it'll take you under very quickly if you're not careful. But, Sister Gail, we find that the only way they can get across to the other side, they've got to go through it. You realize that? And so I believe that they understand, Sister Jane, in order for us to get to the promised land God has before us, we've got to cross this river. And now they're sitting there, and Sister Cookie, I believe that, friend, when you read those first few verses, we find that, friend, it says that when you see the ark get up and go, you go after it. Well, what if they go across the river? Joshua stops and says, sanctify yourself. He's going to do wonders among you. Okay, so how do we do this? I believe, Sister Jane, that people were saying, okay, now our babies, they can't handle that river by themselves. We're going to have to let go of some of our luggage, and we're going to have to hold on to them. Friend, when you get to a place that you realize what's most important, you'll let go of the things that ain't. Friend, can I tell you, when you get your eyes on Christ, friend, it'll show you what you don't need anymore. It'll show you the things that is in between you and Him, that you can lay aside those weights and those sins that beset you. Notice, Brother John, he didn't say it was all sin, but he said some of them was weights. Friend, can I tell you, if they would have crossed the Jordan River and had weights tied to their ankles, they ever one would have drowned, sunk to the bottom. But do we find here that, friend, they didn't know that God was going to make a way through the Jordan River, but they had to leave some stuff behind to prove they was trusting God. He's saying, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord's going to do wonders among you. I believe that there was babies that was having to leave the pacifier because they can't swim with a pacifier in their mouth. I believe there's a lot of people, Brother John, that have been babes in Christ far too long. They got to get off the milk and on the meat because, friend, they don't know the depths of going into the love of Christ. They don't know those mysteries of God. I believe, Sister Cookie, that there's old men and women who had held on to things for so long, old beliefs, old religion, old tradition. They believed that that was the way, that was the only way, and there is no changing it. That, friend, they had to leave some stuff behind. I believe, friend, that Sister Jane, there was people that was looking at things that they was holding on to of the world, and they was trying to take with them from all the land that they had come through, and they had to leave some stuff behind. I've had to leave some things behind when I follow Christ. You'll find that, friend, when you fall in love with Him, though, Sister Cookie, it's not that hard to give these things up. It's not a struggle to give these things up. It's not hard when you're in love with the Lord. Friend, going to church isn't just mandatory. It's a priority. You find that today, that loving God is not just optional, but it is for you. You make it a priority in your life. Friend, but we've got people that, friend, they'll stand up and they'll preach, you've got to look a certain way, smell a certain way. And, friend, I believe if God's convicting your heart to do that, you ought to do it. But, friend, can I tell you that the same people that are preaching the Old Testament says you've got to dress this way is sitting there eating a bacon sandwich when the Old Testament preaches about not eating pork? You've got to realize today, Sister Cookie, that, friend, we have got religion instead of getting a relationship with Christ. And, friend, when we get a relationship with Christ, it'll put everything into place. It'll put everything in perspective. I want you to realize today that, friend, there was an elder man at our church years and years ago. He's done passed on to go be with the Lord now. But, friend, he simplified it as simple as I've probably ever heard it, and I was just a young boy, but I've heard Dad preach about it time and time again. Sister Kathy, this older man, he was giving his testimony one day, and he said he used to be an alcoholic. He said, I got saved, and I gave my heart to the Lord. He said, you know what? I could come to Christ just as I was, an alcoholic, but he wasn't going to let me stay that way. Now you realize that. Sister Gail, he said, you know what I had to do? I had to go home. Jesus didn't come down from the throne and clean out my liquor cabinet. He said, I had to go home and clean out my liquor cabinet. I had to go home and get rid of those things. You realize that, friend, I'm not saying that your salvation's in anything you can do. But friend, when God begins to convict your heart and say, why don't you change this and get rid of that? Or why don't you get rid of this? Or why don't you not think on those things anymore? The best thing we can do is follow Him. Because where He's going, Sister Jane, is where I want to be. And friend, you'll find that, friend, there's times that, friend, we don't understand why God wants us to give up certain things or do things a certain way. But in the end, we'll all understand. Why? Because it was for our well-being. Maybe it's something in your life, friend. It's not all bad things. It's like Brother Coe said before. Sometimes, friend, we can do all the good things, but get so busy doing it that we don't even realize why we're doing it. That, like Brother John said, we go through the motions day in and day out. And friend, it just becomes just void and pointless and just tradition. But we realize, Sister Kathy, the more we trust in God and the more we keep our eyes fixed on Him, the straighter He'll lead us, the more conformed to Him we'll be. And friend, it's a very simple thing. We understand that the world we're living is not trying to conform to Christ, but they're trying to make Christ conform to us. Friend, you realize that the world wants Christ to come down to their level and be like they are. And Christ said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Now, friend, you think about that this morning. There's people, I'm telling you, the world has got so fixated with doctrine. And don't get me wrong, I believe there's things that the church should stand on. There's things the church should preach and teach. But friend, we can get so indoctrinated with religion that, friend, we'll get our minds fixed on stuff. Friend, I've had people that talk to me about people with tattoos. I said, you know what? God can save people with tattoos. You got to understand, people that's got a past is the ones He's looking for. People that can't save themselves. Friend, there's some things that, Sister Cookie, I had to realize that, friend, even though I could use Dawn dish soap, there were some things Dawn dish soap couldn't take off. Friend, Dawn dish soap wouldn't wash my sin away. Dawn dish soap couldn't clean my life up. I had to rely on Jesus Christ. And friend, it's not man's opinion of Christ. It's what Christ looks like to you. And friend, we need to understand that when we keep our eyes fixed on Christ, everything else doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. Friend, man's opinion doesn't matter. Friend, when Christ is looking at me saying that's wrong, then guess what? It don't matter if the mayor says it's right. Christ said it's wrong. And friend, it don't matter what pastors. There's some pastors, believe it or not, that are saying things are right that Christ says is wrong. Friend, this is the world we're living. That every man will flee to that which, they'll believe that which is evil to be good and good evil. Friend, that's the day we're living. But friend, Christ is looking for a people that, friend, are willing to lay aside whatever He says to follow Him. Friend, it's not always big things. You realize that sometimes it's little things. Friend, I've heard people say that He convicted them of having facial hair because it gave them a proud look. They was prideful with their self. He's not convicted me of having facial hair. Friend, I hate to tell you, He's just not. Now, if He does and He tells me to go home and shave my face, it don't matter if my wife says I don't like that. If He tells me to do it, I better do it. Friends, she'll just have to get used to it. Don't tell her I said that. Well, she'll watch it later, I'm sure. Anyway, but friend, you find that it's a simple way to follow Christ. Christ simplified it. They was asking Him, what is the greatest commandment in the law? He said, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Friend, when we love Him with all of our heart, everything else will fall to place. It just lines right up. You realize He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. But friend, we've got things. This is the generation we're growing up in. I was talking to a man. His wife is a school teacher. And y'all will really get a kick out of this. They was having open house at this school a couple years ago. And this woman came in to meet the teacher with her child. And she said, I've got this paper for you. And she said, oh, okay. Well, what's this paper about? And she said, these are the things that you can negotiate with my child with. There's some things he likes to negotiate with. But these are the non-negotiables. If he says this, you've got to do it or he won't be happy with it. Friend, we've got kids raising parents. Friend, that's the day we're living now. We've got children. We've got babies raising babies, really. And that's what happens when you have ungodliness sweep through the land. But friend, like I said at the beginning, it don't matter how wicked the world will get, His word will still be fulfilled. It don't matter how vile the world will get, His word will still come to pass. He's looking for a people in the last day that, friend, they're not one in a million. They're one of the chosen few. Friend, that they're not just a part of a big number. They may not fit in. They may not look the part. But friend, they are a Christian. And how do you know, friend, there's a world out there that's bribing people with money, with glory, with honor, with fame. But friend, they don't have Christ to give them. And without Christ, they can't have a happy life. Friend, I'm talking, I know people who lived just plain simple lives. Wasn't rich by no means. But you would have thought they was rich by the way they lived because they were so happy. But they didn't have hardly anything. Well, what in the world did they have, Sister Cookie? They had Jesus Christ. And they lived a holy life that was pleasing to Him. Friend, there's things in life that, friend, we can afford to give up, and there's things we can't afford to lose. And we've got to understand that what Joshua's telling them is tomorrow he's going to do wonders among you, but we've got to get ready today. And we find that, friend, sometimes that's not always easy. Sometimes it's big things we got to give up. Sometimes it's little things. But, friend, he don't ask for nothing that he's not got a plan for. And we find that, Brother John, when we look at it, how do we really get sanctified, Sister Kathy? Well, John 17:17 says to sanctify them. This is Christ's own words. He's praying to the Father in heaven, and he says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Now let's look at it. How many different versions of the Bible is there today? There ain't no telling. You probably couldn't count them all. I've heard of a redneck Bible, a Disney Bible. I've heard of all kinds of Bibles. But friend, you find that, friend, when we change, don't have the word change to us, but we change to the word, we can be sanctified. It's a simple life. It's a simple plan. And friend, God has a plan for us. The Bible even says in 2 Timothy, it says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Friend, studying isn't just for the Sunday school teacher or the preacher. It's for everybody. Well, you look at it, the day we're living, I had an evangelist tell me, he's been preaching many a year. He told me, he said, a woman came up to me one time, said, and she asked me for prayer. And I asked her, said, well, how have you been praying? Have you been fasting and praying? She said, oh, honey, I don't do that. That's only for the pastor. And he said, well, how often have you been praying? She said, oh, well, I don't. That's only for the pastor. Friend, you realize that, friend, we're putting too much confidence in man. We're getting our eyes off of God. Friend, they was looking to Joshua to lead them. But, friend, Joshua had to look to God. He's looking for people that still look to Him, that are still going to watch when He moves. Wherever He's moving, that's where you need to go. It was the same way with Moses. That, friend, he told Moses, he said, I'm not going. And Moses said, if you're not going, I'm not going. God talked to Moses that way. And he said, whenever I see that tabernacle get up and leave, that's when I'm going. And God said, all right. And then we'll find that that's how God would lead Moses. That, friend, wherever God began to move, Moses followed with him. And friend, we're living in the day that we need to understand His appearing is very near. And, friend, He's coming back for a sanctified people. I'm not saying you've got to have, I know people that, friend, you've got to understand. Let's just be honest here. I'll be just plain hillbilly with you. There's people that have hair that can reach the floor, but if their heart's not right with God, they'll go to hell. They can have dresses that'll follow behind them for a country mile, but Sister Jane, if their heart's not right with God, they'll go to hell. You can have men that, friend, they can wear a three-piece suit and necktie every day of the week, pack a Bible under their arm, but if their heart's not right with God, they will not go to heaven. It's that simple. What is the condition of the heart? Is the heart sanctified? If the heart's sanctified, the rest will follow. I'm telling you, it'll make your body want to be sanctified. It'll make you everything want to be sanctified. You want everything to line up with God. And friend, we find today, as I begin to close, that friend, you can look at it all throughout Scripture, but you'll find it here. Friend, they was living even on the testimony of when God parted the Red Sea and they walked across on dry ground. That's what this nation here in this chapter we're reading about, that's what they're still living on, what they used to do. But can God still do it for us today? Well, when you read the rest of that chapter, after they sanctified themselves, they followed that ark. That ark went into the Jordan River, and that ark began to stand up on both sides, just as it did in the Red Sea. And friend, you'll find that they walked across on dry land. Well, what about everything we left behind? Can we go get it and bring it across? No, not now. You've done stepped out too far. You realize that God wants to take His people into a deep relationship with Him. I'm talking into the depths. I believe a lot of us have got into that position, Sister Kathy, where we're like those priests that the water's overflowing the banks and we've just stepped in and got our feet wet.
Thank you so much for joining us today for our TV and radio programs. You could have been doing a lot of other things, but you chose to join us to hear the Word of God and to be encouraged by the Word of God. I want you to really pray about giving and supporting our TV program. We've been on the air for several years. It costs us quite a bit, and we're on several TV programs, TV stations rather. I think about 9 different stations right now across America, and the funds are just not coming in like they need to. I know that in the Ohio, Michigan area, there's just hardly anything at all coming in. And I think from the New Mexico area, there's just 1 or 2 supporters from that area. And the rest of the areas in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Chicago area is doing pretty well, even though we have had some increase in some of the TV stations, one of them this year, due to inflation. We also have got great ministry for Africa. We send Bibles through the year. We send some instruments for some of the churches over there. And we also, at Christmas time, we send in food and we send clothing for orphans. This last year, we put clothing on 2,400 orphans. And we fed many of the widows there in the churches in Kenya. I have been there myself, and I trust this ministry because I went there and set it up, and they give me pictures of everything that I send over there being distributed, and they send back receipts of everything that they purchase over there, and I've got a tight handle on that, and everything's working really well, but we sure do need more. If you pray and feel led of the Lord to send in money for Africa, please write on your check or put a note in the envelope that it's for Africa, or part of it, whatever is for Africa. We sure do need your support to keep the TV and radio programs on the air. Some people think when they pay their cable bill that it also takes care of all the broadcasting. Well, that's not so. You have to pay your cable bill, and then we have to pay the TV stations in order to be able to bring it to you. So please pray about sending money in to help Africa, and especially the TV and radio programs. We don't want to have to start slicing TV stations because of financial struggles. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, that's GLASGOWKY for Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, 1346. 1346 Glasgow, GLASGOWKY for Kentucky, 42142. Thank you so much. Please pray about supporting us. We need your help. God bless you. I love you all.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.